مارك السهابة، The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Respected listeners of مارك السهابة، The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة. We welcome you to this program. It is the 11th of Shaban, 1446. Let's welcome Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Saab, حفظه الله. Mufti Saab, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم وانا زاهد خان، جزاك الله خيرا.
Today our topic, as we said earlier, it is on the 15th of Shaban. And let's ask Mufti Saab a few questions. Mufti Saab, is the 15th of Shaban mentioned in the Quran Sharif?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 11th of Shaban, 1446, and we start with some excellent news, all with the help and grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. That is our brother Hafiz Zakaria Desai of Stenger, alhamdulillah, is back home with his wife, children, family members. Last night, late at night, the news came through and we confirmed it as well. So mashallah, 5 months exactly, he was kidnapped. So we should carry it in our news and so forth. Hafiz Zakaria Desai of Stenger. And all of us should always read 2 rakat salatu shukr to thank Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for all His bounties and favors that are recurring and showering upon us. So that is of paramount importance. And thereafter, remember that a person should always read the following dua, that is Surah 12, verse 64, Surah Yusuf, فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظُهُ وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, He is the best protector, and He, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, is the one who is the most Arhamur Rahimeen, most merciful one to show mercy. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We know that this Thursday night, Laylatul Jumu'ah, the night of Friday, is the auspicious night, that is the night of Laylatul Nisfi min Sha'ban, Laylatul Bara'ah, and various names as we'll explain to you. So before we go into the discussion, which are the best books to read on this topic? So I have one book here in front of me, and it was given to me by the author himself. Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. He gave me plenty of books, mashallah. The book's title is Ma'adha fi Shaban, and the author is Sayyid Muhammad bin Alawi al-Maliki al-Hasani. Allah ta'ala grant him. His father was a giant of an alim, mashallah, Sheikh Alawi al-Maliki. And he used to teach in the Haram Sharif. Even the Sheikh Muhammad used to teach. But then they said he's promoting Bid'ah and like 15 Shaban, some of the Salafi characters. So we reject that, obviously. We say that the Laylatul Nisfi min Shaban, 15th night of Shaban, for us as Muslims is second in category, in rank and status, after Laylatul Qadr. So we should know the importance of it. Second is read the book Silsila Ahadith Sahiha of Sheikh Nasruddin Albani, Al-Mujalladu Thalith, the third volume, and Hadith number 1144, a wonderful article. Inna Sheikh Al-Afad جاد وجاد في هذا الموضوع. He did an excellent job, remember, on that, brought all the dalils of all the Salafis and pseudo scholars and so forth. So those are the two Arabic works. In Urdu, the best book I've read is Shab-e Bara'at ki Haqeeqat. You must see Mohd Zahid, if you get chance today, tomorrow, there in the library of Mufti Taqi Usmani. That. But the book written by Mufti Taqi, that is not the best. The second part of it is the best. Now that person is not a famous person. So what he did, that he took every rawi of the hadith and every reporter of the hadith, and regarding the 15th night of Shaban, and proved that they're acceptable, except Ibn Abi Sabira. Ibn Abi Sabira is one of the people who this kalam on. But he was, you must remember, in the time of Imam Malik rahimahullah and them, and Imam Malik and them didn't say he's da'if or weak and so forth. So I mean, that's a very, very big dalil and evidence, you must remember that. So it's an academic discussion. Today you find people who are just like Donald Duck, and he's half drunk also. Idiots who don't understand even head or tail of hadith. They say, yeah, the hadith is maudu, finish. Nobody among the famous scholars said it's maudu. They said it is weak, yeah. So weak hadith is acceptable in fadail and so forth. So that is book. If you can get it, you must read the second part of it. Shab-e Bara'at ki Haqeeqat. So one of Mufti Taqi's things are normal things, but the second part of it is excellent, remember. So that is a masterpiece he wrote. And third is our Majlisul Ulama, Hazrat Mufti Muhammad, Mufti Ahmad Sadiq Desai. You must remember, many, many years ago, I remember, because there was some discussion in South Africa by some ulama and public and so about 15 Shaban and the fast. So he wrote a wonderful academic article, you know, on 15 Shaban. So I suppose if you go to his website, you will find something there. So these are the books, first of all, we recommend, right? So that topic is finished. Now we'll go question, answer like that quickly. So is Laylatul Nisfi min Shaban, 15 Shaban, mentioned in the Quran? No, it's not mentioned. Some ulama try and use, you must remember, Inna anzalnahu fi Laylati Mubarakah, that is the 15th night of Shaban, and they try and say that this is the dimension in the Quran. But that tafsir is only by Ikrimah radiallahu anh, that is the son of Abu Jahl. Abu Jahl is the special Jahannam, and he, Ikrimah radiallahu anh, is Sahabi, and he gave his life for the sake of Islam in the battle of Yarmouk and so forth and so on. So we should remember for him, we say radiallahu anhu warda, and remember that we'll say that is a Shah's tafsir, and is not accepted, is rejected. So go to Surah Dukhan, and that is chapter number 44, and right in the beginning, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks about it. Inna anzalnahu fi laylati mubarakah, chapter 44, verse number 3. And remember that if any Maulvi Sheikh uses this for 15 Shaban, remember it's not a good tafsir that he's making. He's trying to beguile and deceive the people and so forth and so on. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakah inna kunna munzirin refers to Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr is the night of majesty, the night of destiny, Laylatul Ta'zim and Laylatul Taqdeer. And it is Laylatul Mubarakah, the night filled with barakah and blessing. See in front what Allah says. Fiha yufraku kullu amrin hakeem, amram min indina. So remember that if you read the first 4, 5, 6 verses, you'll get your answer. So Almighty Allah states in Surah Qadr, تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر. You see that? So that all, and if you look at Surah Dukhan, so they all in sync with one another, they correspond with one another. So that is the tafsir we must make, and not some funny and, you know, tafsir, isolated report. That is not right to do, so it's totally wrong. Ittabi'u as-sawad al-azam. You must follow the majority on truth, not on vices and sins and so forth. Open Mishkat Sharif, you will find it there. Then with that, there's another discussion Even you must remember that some ahadith, even in Mishkat and so forth, you will find that on 15th night of Shaban, the list is given, you understand, of those people that will be born, those who will pass away, those who will go for Hajj and so forth and so on. So remember, those ahadith, majority of them are weak. But if you want to make tatbik and tawfiq, it's easy to do that. So then you just do it like this. South Africa, you know that last week, you know, Wednesday, the price went up. You see, today what is the date? So you must remember today the date is the 10th, isn't it so? So now you will say that this first Wednesday of the month, what happened? That the price went up of petrol. So whether it was this week, Wednesday, last, whatever it is. So you must remember that. So before that, one day, 2 days, 1 week, they announce. So Laylatul Elan. So the announcement is made. But the tanfiz, the implementation is done 1 week later, 3 days later, and so forth. So that is how you can reconcile it. You say 15th night of Shaban is Laylatul Elan. The announcement is made. But the implementation of it will start on Laylatul Qadr. You see? So that is how you make tawfiq and tatbiq between it. So that is how we will explain all the Quranic verses and hadith on that topic.
So Mufti Sahib, when looking at the hadith, which are the hadith that refers to it?
So in Mishkat Sharif and all that, so many ahadith there are. You will find them here in Madha, fi Sha'ban and so forth. So many ahadith on the topic regarding ajal and so forth, people lives and people will be born and people will die and all these type of things. So you must remember this. You see, here he's got Al Hadi Layla. So you must remember there are fiha al ajal and so forth, all this thing. So I just read for you one and so forth. Okay. Naam ya Aisha, inna ulaysa nafsun tamutu fi sanatin illa kutiba ajaluha fi Sha'ban. And all these things. You see? And the hadith Rawahu Abu Ya'ala, and mentioned in Bayhaqi, and they quote the hadith, the Quranic verse, and all that there. So many, but remember all these ahadith, not one of them is sahih on that topic there. So therefore, we must not accept that. But if you want to accept it, so you say it like this. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, so you see what I just told you now. So this you must use. And I made a note here. See Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali what he said. وَإِلَى هَذَا ذَهَبَ الْجُمْهُورِ كَمَا قَالَ حَافِظُ ابْنُ حَجَرٍ ابْنُ رَجَبَ that إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْمُبَارَكَةِ the same. But here there's one nice weird way he wrote here. Therefore, I always say the Sheikh Muhammad Alawi al-Waliki is a very, very great person. We have some ikhtilaf and all that, but on the whole. وَهَذِي طَرِيقَةُ التَّرْجِيحِ you see. وَلَكَ أَن تَسْلُكَ طَرِيقَةَ الْجَمْعِ بِمَا رَوَاهُ أَبُو الدُّحَىٰ عَنْ إِبْنِ عَبَّاسٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا. So that you can use it like this and say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَقْضِي الْأَقْضِيَةَ. So Allah Ta'ala passes the announcement and verdict. فِي لَيْلَةِ النِّسْفِ مِنْ شَعْبَانِ. You see, on 15 Sha'ban. وَيَسَلِّمُهَا إِلَىٰ أَرْبَابِهَا فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. And then Allah hands it over to the angels and all that in Laylatul Qadr. So Ibn Abbas said so. And if you want reference of it, is mentioned, you must remember, by Abu Duha. And it is mentioned in the work here, Madha fi Sha'ban. So that is also dalil you can use, mashallah. Another very important thing is that this is what I want to do actually today. That if you study this book here, you will find all this here. So you must remember, I found 10 categories. You understood? So Allah Ta'ala protect us all. We must remember this. Even on such an auspicious night, like Laylatul Nisfi min Sha'ban, whether you call it Laylatul Nisfi min Sha'ban, Laylatul Bara'a, Laylatul Itq, Laylatul Shafa'a, many, many names are mentioned and so forth. Number one, mushrik. Mushrik don't mean mushrik only. All non-Muslims who are sane and mature will not be forgiven on this night. And that is 100% Quran says so. Inna Allah la yaghfiru wa yushraka bihi. Surah 4, verse number 48. Mushahid. So there's a sahih hadith which Sheikh Albani mentioned. So we have so much enmity, hatred, ghil, what Quran teaches us. Surah 59, verse 10. Wala tajal fi قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. So we supposed to be making dua for the people who passed away with Iman and Islam. And Ya Allah, those of us alive, do not place that malice, rancor, hatred, and we harbor that enmity within the inner recesses of our heart. So how many of us today, if you see, we see the person, we just turn away. No salam, no kalam. We got nothing to do with deen. If we got to do with deen, so al-hubbu lillah wal-buhzu lillah. That's a separate issue. The person, you must remember, doesn't want to make tawbah. The person doesn't want to rectify his corrupt beliefs and things like that. So that's different. Thus, 90%, 95% is all to do with dunya. Why some deal went sour, some divorce took place, some partnership got dissolved, somebody ate up, usurped the inheritance of somebody. So like that it is. So these are examples, obviously. So now we build up that hatred and enmity and so forth and so on. So such people will not be forgiven. Qatil, a person who's a murderer, murdered his own parents or brother or wife or husband, or got them murdered also, you see. You know, hitmen today. So even the Qatil Rahim. So see, there are people severing family ties. How many we got today? Every city, town, country I go to. I was now in Botswana. We came back yesterday. Exactly 1 o'clock I walked in here. And 2 o'clock was a Wirat Salat on the way in Winchester, mashallah. Myself and my colleague, you see, Brother Haji Suleiman Yaqub of Rustenburg, mashallah. I told him, let's stop here, that both of us are Musafir. So we kill 2 birds with 1 stone. So mashallah, and then I had to have lunch and rest and then do the program with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalal. So if you just see that, this brother don't speak to that, this brother don't speak to that sister, this daughter-in-law don't speak to the mother-in-law, mother-in-law don't speak to daughter-in-law. So all that is Qati Urahim. What is that? And look at the consequences, what Quran speaks about. Surah 47, verses 22, 23. In Tawallaytum, that when you have power, authority, and tufsidu fil ard, that you cause mischief, mayhem, chaos on this earth, wa tuqatti'u arhamakum, and you sever the family ties, ulaika alladhina la'anahumullah, those are the people Allah curses them. When Allah speaks of curse, He deprives them of His special mercy. Fa'asammahum wa'a'ma absarahum, He makes them spiritually deaf, and He makes them spiritually blind. Allah mahfadhul amin. Allah ta'ala protect us. So all of us, these 2-3 days we have, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 4 days, 3 days, however you want to count it. So we should be mending all this here. We should be addressing and redressing all these issues here. Qati'u rahim. Aqul lil walidain, so aqul walidain. A person is so rebellious, disrespectful to his parents, doesn't speak to them, swears them, curses them, and sometimes he even disowns his parents in his will and so forth. You go straight Jahannam, remember that. So that is what the Quran Sharif and that say. We can never ever repay our parents. This morning I spoke about it. So you must remember that. Even parents are Tom, Dick and Harry, Tom, Dick and Mary, non-Muslims. Quran says you must obey them. See that? So you must remember that. Surah 31, verse 15. وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. Chapter 31, verse 15. You must mingle with them according to the laws of justice. Obviously, if they tell you to do something haram, go be haram, to go buy wine and swine. So that is haram, obviously. If a Muslim parent tells you also it's haram. So we should know that that is the rank and status of parents, even though they are non-Muslim. Mudminu khamrin, people who are addicted to alcohol, drugs, all that. Look at our Muslim society. Just go to Dadir, where my student is there, Morana Riaz Dimbada, and he's got there the rehab for Muslim girls and ladies. And he say every day ladies come, women come, some apas come, muallima, teaching in a madrasa, also on drugs. Obviously, we don't say all, but many, you must remember. Maulanas, so they also come sometime, and they say they have this. So we all have millions and thousands and billions of weaknesses, but this year, remember, is very, very bad. Hadith in Muslim Sharif, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Al-khamru ma yukhamirul aqla. Remember, it will cover the brains and it will becloud the mind and the comprehension. So see all this here. What crimes? And they will be zani. You go to the school today, high school. You go to the varsity. They'll laugh at you. They'll make a mockery of you if you never committed zina. It's so arm and so rife and rampant. You know, when I used to go to Wurz, UJ, now that I tell you, I waste my time actually. So they give me 15, 20 minutes maximum. But after the students are missing, then they come in. So I tell them, I'll sit there. And I say, come, let's talk. Leave all the titles, brother to brother. So the guy tell me, we're 20, 22, yeah, there's only two of us who haven't experienced this, haven't committed fornication. He says, the other students mock at him. He says, you wouldn't know what to do on your wedding night. You see? As though as their fathers, grandfathers were all zanis. Astaghfirullah. So then only you will know what to do on your wedding night and so forth. You see? See how shaitan plays mind games. وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالُهُمْ. Universities and schools and that. It's become like brothels, you must remember that. Girls, how many of them have lost their virginity? So you must remember that. So they send me messages, this has happened, this has happened. So many problems, you must remember that. Then Ghash. Ghash is that people who do their deception and all that. Ghash. Man ghashana falaysa minna. Hadith in Muslim Sharif. How we deceive people in our deals, our transactions and other life issues. So we lie to them just to cover up and so forth. See, this guy here, we can make, you understand, a lot of money. So let's deceive him and so. So therefore, it will be short-lived and that person will come to know, or you'll return everything and then there's big problems and so forth. So fraudulent activities. وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ. Musawwir. Today's Musawwir, you can't even talk about. You must remember that. That our Maulvis, our people, what's wrong? Nothing wrong. That you come on the TV, you pose, you do this. One is I'm lecturing, you lecturing, people just take others. Then you don't even know. That's a different issue. One is you yourself, you promote it. You have your own program. You're proud about it. You justify it. For such people, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Kullu ummati mu'afan illa al-mujahirin, illa al-mujahirun. Both ways you can. In Mishkat Sharif, go open the Sahih Hadith. Allah will forgive all the sins, but those people who commit sins openly, and they know it's wrong, but they justify it for their own agenda. They justify it because the income is very good, or the perks are very good. So it's no more yu'minuna bil ghayb, it's yu'minuna bil jayb. So that is the problem you face, you must remember this. And the last one is here, that I wrote 10, where musbilu izar. People whose izar, their shilwar, trouser, kurta, all that for the men, not women now. So it's below the ankles and so forth, but there's pride also involved. So then you must remember that that is a big problem then. So each one of us, we have these weaknesses. Remove it, eradicate it, it mustn't come back in our life. And in that way, inshallah, inshallah, that 15th Shawwal can become a special night and something very, very auspicious and very, very important. So, and make dua for Gaza, make dua for Palestine, make dua against the Jutlas and against the Americans and all those who are helping that the haram state of Israel. So in that way there, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will definitely listen to our duas. Allah Ta'ala make easy for us and the Ummah at large.
Jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Sahib for this. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.